AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Naewon Thompson, and I'm here with special guests from Oregon City 2027 junior star, Eli Hawkins. Eli, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So Eli, lots been going on this offseason. Mm-hmm. Had a great season over there with Idaho Select. What's the biggest part of your game you've been working on this offseason?
I've really been working to develop my jump shot at the three-point line and my physical, like my body.
What type of stuff you work on your body? You already have hops, so you still doing the plyometric type workout, or you just trying to gain strength?
Plyometrics and just building strength and muscle.
What's one area of your game you feel like you've grown the most in this offseason?
Definitely my mental part.
The mental part? Talk a little bit about that.
Really just getting in my word, like, daily, you know, praying about it. Just, like, giving all my stress to God and all my anxiety.
Okay, nice. That's a good way to go. What's one personal goal you have set for yourself for this 25-26 season?
Personal goal is definitely first team all league again, and I want to get to all state team.
Okay. First team all state. Okay, yeah. big goals. Now talking about the end of the season, what do you hope that people are going to say about you at the end of the season?
That I'm not just a dunker and I can do everything.
When you say everything, like, what are you trying to be, like, creator, or shooter? Like,
defense, rebounding, finishing, being able to handle ball pressure, and being able to shoot, like, everything.
Okay. Now, this season, you know, it seems like it's pretty wide open in Oregon basketball. Central Catholic is probably the favorite, and then after that, you know, it's pretty wide open. Where do you see your team in league and then going to stay?
I think in league definitely is going to be us and Tualatin competing again. And if we don't have a slip up like last year we slipped up to Tiger. If we just stay disciplined and don't slip up, it'll definitely be us and Tualatin competing for a league title.
Is there a game that you have circled on the calendar that you're eager to play?
Oh yeah, Tualatin.
Tualatin, why Tualatin?
Just the competition there, it's there, you know. They got Junior and Jemai. The new transfer, they all the talent, you know, and it's kind of like a game that proves we're a contender.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the conference you guys are looking at? Do you think it'll be decent this season?
LO, yeah, because they're returning pretty much everyone, so LO's on there too.
Okay. And how'd you guys do against LO last year?
We beat them both times. It was two good games, but the second game, Liam was out, so, I mean, it was a little easier because he's a big difference maker.
You know, everybody's trying to get to college and get to that next level. What's one thing that you want college coaches to notice about you in your game?
I want them to notice my leadership, like how I act with my teammates and how I push them to be better.
No, that's an admirable thing for coaches. You know, they're always looking for that type of stuff, you know, huddling guys up and that sort of stuff, and talk to your teammates. So that'll be fun. If you had to compare your game to an NBA player, who would you say your game is kind of like?
I'd like to say Anthony Edwards. Just, I like him a lot, and I try and, like, model my dunks off him in a way. And the way he developed his three ball last season, it's kind of like me, so.
Okay. Well, Anthony Edwards, I like that. If there's a sleeper on your team that people don't really know about that you think is going to have a breakout season, who would that be for the Oregon City?
I feel like we got a lot. We got Elijah. He's like, last year he didn't have a big role, but he's going to step into a big role this season. He's going to be really good for us. And Madden Sendek, you know, he's our glue guy. He does it all. He rebounds, plays defense. You know, he's a dog for us.
Nice. And who do you think's the funniest teammate that you guys have in the locker room?
Oh, definitely Larion. He's funny all the time. He's always making jokes.
Yeah, big time rebounder, man. Love watching his energy when he's out there playing. Do you have any, like, pregame rituals or superstitions that you have?
Not really. It's just everyone blasts music in the locker room. We all like jam out, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite hoop shoe that you wear?
Yeah, I'm wearing these new Kobe's. They're really nice. You know, I just got a new pair for season. Sized up.
Say, okay. All right.
Ready?
You're already wearing them right now in practice. They're not going to be ready for season. They'll probably be too worn in and need another pair by then.
No, yeah. I have a pair right now, and I bought a new pair to work in later.
Yeah, okay. Nice, nice. If you weren't hooping, what sport would you play?
Oh, definitely football.
Football?
Yeah, I was debating playing for a little bit at the end of the summer. I went to a few workouts, but I decided it wasn't worth the time away from basketball.
And what word would best describe your feeling going into this 25-26 season?
Confident. Feeling good. Feeling
confident about it. Yeah, put in a lot of work this offseason, so feeling good about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most exciting part about being on your team this year?
The most exciting part?
Yeah.
We lost Gillen, but we got everyone back, and we have that chemistry, which is just going to be an X factor for us.
And what's your favorite post-game meal?
Post-game meal? Oh, I got to go with Mod Pizza.
Mod Pizza.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one. Wait, excuse me. Now, you say in the locker room you guys play a lot of pregame songs and stuff. Do you have a go-to song that you go to?
Go-to artist. I listen to a lot of, like, Daniel Caesar before a game. Just, it calms me and gets me in that mode.
Is there anybody, now, is there, we talked about a game on the schedule that you're looking forward to. But are you guys in any big tournaments this year or anything?
Yeah, we're in the Leshwab this year, which is gonna be good.
Oh, you are in the Leshwab.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Some big names in that one. So
yeah,
that'll be a good one to be in. Well, Eli, we appreciate your time on the podcast. Good luck on the season.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll definitely be seeing a lot of Oregon City this year. So good luck this season.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that'll do it for this episode on Buckets in the 503.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.